In Wenzhou, it seems everyone wants to be his or her own boss. Wu Zhengzhou is opening a Chinese restaurant chain in the city and hopes it will take off here, just as it has in his hometown of Nanjing.
We chose Wenzhou because it is a wealthy city and there are lots and lots of people here. The opportunities for business are big.
Wenzhou's small and medium-sized businesses have long thrived with the support of informal lending networks from families and friends. But when credit began tightening up 2 years ago in the wake of the global financial crisis, Wenzhou's entrepreneurial spirit suffered a major blow. Some business leaders fled. Others leaped from high-rises to their deaths. Wenzhou is like a smaller version of China, says economist Hu Xingdou.
Wenzhou's development of a market economy came much earlier than in the rest of China, and because of that, it also faced an early economic crisis.
Much like other parts of China, Wenzhou's entrepreneurs invested heavily in manufacturing, an industry dependent on the success of exports. They also poured money into China's real estate market. And although state enterprises have less of a presence here, they remain dominant in some industries. Wenzhou economist Ma Jinlong.
In Wenzhou, the contradiction between state-run companies' monopolistic status and the growth of private enterprises is even more severe than in other parts of the country. So if we do not make a breakthrough in reforms, what has happened in Wenzhou could happen in other places in China.
When the real estate market started to tank,